Happy May! It's graduation time. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Mark Vandermeer. This is the Facebook mailbag. Mark, we're in the bowl at Reliance Stadium, and across the way we can see the setup for a graduation. I'm class of 96, you're class of murder. But enough about us. Let's answer some fan questions. We got one from Carlos Alegria. He says, how's Brooks Reed coming along at inside linebacker? And any chance we could soon see the Texans appear on an episode of Hard Knocks? Well, as for Reed, he said, Daryl Sharpton said, head coach Gary Kubiak have said, that transition initially going pretty well, coming from outside to inside.
Well, you see him being coached by Reggie Herring, the linebackers coach, and even Brian Cushing kind of assisting Brooks Reed in this would-be transition. I think, again, we talked about it from the get-go. This provides flexibility for the Texans. What you're seeing now is Whitney Mercilus outside, Brian Braman getting work with the first team at outside linebacker. You want to see ultimately with Sam Montgomery, the draft choice from LSU can do there as well. But it enables those guys to get reps outside and Reed to test the waters inside. If it all doesn't work, you put Reed right back outside, strong side, Mercilus weak side. Daryl Sharpton's healthy, Drew. That's a real big plus for this team right now. And Brian Cushing will be back eventually. You know, that alone makes you a pretty good linebacking core. But this would be really intriguing to see if it really works out with Reed inside.
No doubt. And as for Hard Knocks, I don't see it happening with the Texans anytime soon.
Nah, it's too much of an exposure of the inner workings of your facility, of your franchise. I think that this is not really where they want to go. It's a distraction. I think it does get you exposure on a national stage. That's great. But at the same time, it's the right kind of exposure. It's reality television. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not always positive on reality television.
I've noticed.
They're often looking for the train wreck, and they often find one.
Yes. See Puck, Real World, in the early 90s. Moses Garcia has this. Now that we have Andre and DeAndre at wide receiver, will Foster get less handoffs? You know, we discussed this on the radio show last night, and you think Foster's going to get less handoffs, but that's because of Ben Tate playing well and in the way the offense is going to run.
Yeah, I agree, Drew. Ben Tate coming back healthy could be huge for this football team. Had over 900 yards in 2011. And if you get similar production out of Tate, that means Arian doesn't have to carry the ball as much. So, yeah, fewer carries, not because of the receivers, but because it's a different situation. Now, one thing about fewer carries, if you're looking for tremendous amounts of catches from Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins, well, that could also mean you're down in a lot of games or you're in a lot of shootouts. Your defense isn't playing as well. I like them running the football. That means they're usually leading when they're running the football. Things are going well when they're running the football. Let's see them continue to do that, but maybe get more production from guys not named Arian Foster to go along with Arian.
All right, next one comes from Alex Baltazar. Will the new video boards be ready for the Mexico versus Nigeria soccer game? No, but there will be video boards for the game, just not the new ones.
They'll have temporary video boards for that particular contest. And boy, if you think replacing the old video boards with this biggest video board in the world on each end of the stadium is a lot of work, while you're doing that, you have to put up a temporary video board for this event. But that's just, you know, living in the big city, that's what they have to deal with right now. And by the way, when they get these huge video boards up, they are going to be spectacular. You can check them out on HoustonTexans.com.
Yes,
renderings, moving renderings of what they might look like.
All right, we wrap things up with something from one of our fans in Europe. We love all of our fans. We love them coming from abroad. Mads Kjartjard Peterson, I've butchered his name, Mark, but he says this. Tom Coughlin has the J Fund Foundation that helps kids with cancer. Does anyone in the Texans Association have a foundation like that or do anything good for others in the community?
Oh, my God.
Wow, in spades. The Texans do things for the community all over the place, whether it's the organization, whether it's players. But, yeah, all sorts of good stuff being done by the Texans.
From the get-go, you've had the Houston Texans Foundation, and lately it's been the Boys and Girls Clubs of Houston, the Houston Food Bank. And you also have the Robert and Janice McNair Foundation. And what was the other one I was thinking of?
You also have the Boys and Girls Club of Houston, the Houston Texans YMCA.
Houston Texans YMCA, how could we forget that? The first ever YMCA named for a professional sports franchise. It's an amazing facility. Go take a look sometime. So, they're doing a whole lot in the community.
And on top of all that, Mr. McNair just gave $100,000 to those tornado victims in Moore, Oklahoma. So, yes, they do lots of stuff and good stuff in the community. Hey, that's going to do it for this Friday Facebook mailbag. Thanks for sitting in for Scurf.
I tried. Scurf, I tried.
Your hair's not as good as his, but can any of us say that it is?
No, not at all.
No, we can't.
It's the best.
And that's going to do it.